It was midday and the tide was high when Martin saw a smudge of white on the horizon. It was his father's skiff. Its bow pointed toward the island. A rush of pure joy grabbed Martin and he hurried down from the outcropping into the woods, past the cabin to the ladder, just in time to see the boat floating a few hundred yards offshore. He waved his arms and called for his father, but there was no response. There was no cabin, so Martin could see why no one waved or called back. It was empty. Then quickly, Sylvester McMonkey McBean put together a very peculiar machine, and he said,
"You want stars like a starbelly sneech? My friend, you can have them for $3 each. Just pay me your money and hop right aboard."
So they clambered inside. Then the big machine roared, and it clonked, and it bonked, and it jerked, and it burked, and it bopped them about, but the thing really worked. Somebody was moving into Vampire's old house today. Maybe the new neighbor would be an ogre, and Monster would be invited to swim in his mucky, murky swamp. Inside, Monster worked on his welcome growl.
"Greetings! Great to meet you!"
He peered at the polka-dotted van. Then out popped Monster's new neighbor. It was a clown! And that clown was doing cartwheels across the yard!